service.
Disgraceland is brought to you by Disgraceland All Access. Disgraceland All Access membership is your chance to support the show and get ad-free listening, an exclusive scripted episode every month, and exclusive bonus content every week, plus access to an always-on chat with me and your fellow discos. Visit disgracelandpod.com/membership and sign up today.
Hey, discos. Need a little more Disgraceland in your life? Just a touch to get you through? Yeah, me too. This is the podcast that comes after the podcast. Welcome to Disgraceland, the after party.
Welcome to the Disgraceland bonus episode, a little thing we like to call the after party. This is the show after the show, the party after the party, the bridge to get you from one full episode of Disgraceland to the other, the backyard to dig into the dirt. On this episode, we are talking about Pantera and Dimebag Darrell, Madonna's Borderline, Jeff Dwyer's But Beautiful, and a ton of your voicemails, texts, your DMs, and a whole lot of Rosie to round us out. All right, let's get into it. All right, everybody, welcome into the after party. It is mid-January, 2023 is on, despite the fact that my entire house, my wife, my two sons, me, we seem to be sick constantly. Someone's always got a cold. They just keep giving it to each other, catching new stuff. It's totally disgusting, but we are not slowing down. I know a lot of you up here in the Northeast are feeling the same way. This is ridiculous. Let's move on. Let's get into it. We are fully into the new year here in Disgraceland. And when I say new, I mean new. Lots of new goings on, as you're aware. The show, as you may or may not have heard, is now available everywhere. We are releasing previously exclusive episodes on the regular. Your feed is filling up. Last week, we hit you with 14 episodes. Next week, we're hitting you with another full season of previously exclusive episodes. And this past Tuesday, we just launched the Pantera episode, which was up to this point part of our exclusive only offering. And that episode hit me hard. Dimebag Darrell Abbott's death was, of course, tough for any fan of music, whether you're a metalhead or not. It's a hard thing to swallow. But the thing that struck me, of course, you know, the sadness of it. This is an epically sad story. The guy's on stage. I'm not going to go into it. It's in the episode. But the guy's on stage and he's gunned down in front of his fans, in front of his brother. Just brutal. And of course, you feel that when you're researching this story. But one of the things that struck me and hit me when I was researching this was just, you know, how great of a guy Dimebag Darrell actually was, how much he valued and respected his fans, the way in which he went out of his way to make them feel special, to make them feel like they were the rock stars. That is a rare quality in any musician. Never mind a famous one. Hell, it's a rare quality in people in general. Most of us have our heads, myself included, fully jammed up our own asses, concerned mostly with what's going on in our own heads and our own minds and rushing from point A to point B, going through our lives with little time to consider others. But Dimebag Darrell seemed to be truly different. His fans were everything to him. And in return, of course, he meant everything to his fans. And I hope that amidst the mayhem that was his death and the senseless gun violence of the whole thing, I hope that dynamic came across in this episode, that dynamic between Dimebag Darrell and his fans. I go into it pretty heavily. I try to really make this point. I found it to be one of the most endearing characteristics of this guy, so it was important to me. I never met Dimebag Darrell. I had a chance to see Pantera way early. I was way too young. It was 1989, I believe, at the Channel in Boston. And it was one of those things I either couldn't get a ride with my friends who went, or I couldn't convince my mom that I was going to be out of the house for like a full day. with no good excuse. So that wasn't happening. But my friends actually opened for Pantera back in the day. I was in a band, as some of you know, called Cast Iron Hike when I was younger. It's a hardcore band. Two of the guys in that band were in a band previously called Backbone that was fronted by Aaron Bedard, who went on to most famously be in a band called Bane. But Backbone and with my friends in it and my future bandmates, ended up opening up for Pantera at the Channel. It was a huge deal back in Clinton where we grew up. Huge. Just that they were playing in Boston was that one of our bands from our hometown, guys we knew were playing in Boston at the Channel. It's a really big deal for us at that young age. I was like 14 years old, maybe 15. And like I said, I didn't get to go, but you know, I heard all about it when they came back and I became a Pantera fan, or I already was at that time. Cowboys from Hell, I think, was either out or just on the horizon. And that record was huge for us. That's my favorite Pantera record, by the way. So I never met Dimebag Darrell, but as a fan of metal and hardcore, I certainly have had my fair share of experiences with incredible acts of generosity from heroes of mine in those scenes, mostly in the hardcore scene, the metal scene, the alternative scene. I remember in particular Chris Haskett from the Rollins band being very generous with me. I ran into him on the street, on Lansdowne Street, the day that Rollins Band was playing. It was called Avalon then, now the House of Blues. And I had no money, and I just ran into this dude, and I really wanted to go to the show. And I was a college student at the time, and I made my case. I was like, dude, I love your band. I know who you are. I really want to come. I got no bread. I can't afford a ticket. Dude, put me on the list. And I went to the show, and sure enough, I was on the list. How many times has that happened? Someone says they're going to put you on a list. You show up, you're not on the list. It happens all the time, but it worked. I was on the list. I went in. I saw the Rollins Band. And they crushed. Fast forward like 10 years later, I'm now in a band, and I'm at Avalon, which I think by that time might have been called House of Blues. I'm not sure. To see X, who I had now become friends with, John Doe, who's in that band, or not friends, but I got to know him a little bit. We were on the same record label. We toured a bit together. I did some shows with him. And I went backstage, and the Rollins Band had opened up for X, or vice versa. I can't remember. But the point is, Chris Haskett was backstage. And I went up to him, and he fucking remembered me from all those years before as just a kid running into him on the street, and he couldn't have been cooler. We talked. He was just awesome, man. And even then, when I was older and perhaps a little bit more jaded then, I'd been in the music industry a bit, it just made me feel so good. And I've had countless experiences like this with guys from bands. You know, I remember Lou from Sick of It All when I was in Cast Iron Hike, really kind of like making me feel good. Walter from Quicksand. These guys were very generous with their time, you know, and that stuff leaves a mark. It really matters to young music listeners. And I feel like in the hardcore scene in particular, and in the metal scene, it's something that is not overlooked. And it's something that these guys know. Dimebag Darrell knew what it was like to be that fan. That's why he treated those fans so well. The fact that he died on stage in front of his fans, it just makes it all the more tragic and more painful. Again, I never met him. If you met him, let me know. Let me know what he was like in person, what kind of experience you may have had with him. And I hope I expressed it properly in this episode. You can hit me up, 617-966-6038. You can call me, you can text me. You can hit me up on the socials at DisgracelandPod, or email me, DisgracelandPod@gmail.com. Let me know what your experiences may have been with Dime or Pantera. We'll be back in a moment with some of your messages from last week, right after this. All right, so as I hit upon at the top of the show, it has been a fast and furious January. Lots of content flowing your way. We just discussed the Pantera episode. It was just released last week. Also, we saw the re-release of 14 previously exclusive episodes. That's a lot. That is a lot to talk about in one after party, or even in two or three or four. It's kind of impossible. I've received a lot of feedback on the Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac episodes, as well as some feedback on the two-part Beatles episodes that we released. If you'd like to discuss any of those other episodes, hit me up by all means. You know how to get in touch. I'm here, or as Tom Wamsgam says, we here for you. You know Tom from Succession. I miss Succession. When's that coming back, by the way? Jesus, it's been a minute. All right. In a couple days, on Tuesday, January 24th, we're doing another major content drop, re-releasing season 8 now. Season 8 is going to be re-released in its entirety with episodes on Paul McCartney and his imprisonment in Japan, John Lennon and his wild 70s, Ray Charles, Tommy James, a two-parter on Fleetwood Mac, Black Sabbath, and more. So get ready for that. That's coming Tuesday in a couple days. Also, this past week, we launched the Disgraceland YouTube channel, just in case you're a psychopath like we are and don't have enough music history madness in your life. We got you covered over at youtube.com/@DisgracelandPod. This YouTube channel, though, it's not just the same stories you're getting in the podcast feed. These are entirely new stories. And it's not just music and true crime. We've broadened it out here to include stories from music history on musician mysteries and misadventure, long form stories on Jimi Hendrix getting kidnapped by the mob, Debbie Harry from Blondie, her encounter with Ted Bundy, Joe Strummer's disappearance, and a whole lot more. We're releasing these longer form ones weekly. We have 60 second shorts that are coming out daily. These are kind of lighter. We're really putting our heart and soul into this content. This is new for us. Visuals, me being on screen all the time. I'm into it. I'm into what we're doing with our editor Dan and Phoebe here at Double Elvis is killing it, just producing the whole thing. Hope you dig it. We're rolling these out now. We're going to be iterating as we go, sort of in real time in front of you guys. This is a whole interactive thing. We want your feedback. We want to know, like always, what stories you guys want to hear. And I'm also open to, you know, the point of doing this YouTube thing is so we can kind of move beyond this sort of like annex of music and true crime, the niche that is Disgraceland, and tell these, like I said earlier, these broader stories from music history. That includes diving perhaps a bit deeper into some of the more idiosyncratic anecdotes that have come from episodes we've already covered, and just expanding the horizon here. So let us know, as always, what you guys want to hear. Give us the feedback. I'm here for it. We're releasing these, like I said, weekly and daily. So that's youtube.com/@DisgracelandPod. So you can go over there right now. I'll wait. Go ahead. Open up a browser. Type it. There you go. Type it in. You got that? That's youtube.com/@DisgracelandPod. You got that? Type that in there. Go ahead. You can hit the subscribe button right now. We're still paused. We're waiting for you. Hit that subscribe button. Come on, hurry up. We got to go. We got a whole show to produce here. Click the little bell icon. That's so you get the notifications on when we launch new videos. It'll come right through your phone. It'll be magic. It'll just come. It'll bing. You know, it'll let you know. It'll let you know there's new content. It'll open up the app for you. You'll get in there. You'll hear what we're talking about. You'll see what we're talking about. YouTube.com/@DisgracelandPod. You're not going to be disappointed. Thank you. All right. Let me know which stories you want us to get into, like I said. And I hear from you guys often, and I love it. Suggestions on everything. You guys are calling me. You're texting me 617-966-6038. You're hitting me up at DisgracelandPod on all the socials. Let's get into some of your messages from last week. Here's Ryan from Akron, Ohio, checking in with some big Texas vibes.
Hey, Jake. Ryan from Akron, Ohio. I just want to say I just came across your podcast about a month ago. And, man, I'll tell you, I've been hooked since. And I work alone a lot, interior painting and that, and man, it makes my day go so much better. But I had a few ideas, if you're willing to take them, on some people who look up in the Austin, Texas music scene, which I'm a big fan of, that red dirt country down there. Towns Van Zandt, which had a really interesting life, man. I mean, there's some crazy stuff about him. Another one down there in that day and time was Blaze Foley. These are both kind of your country crooners, which I'm attracted to. As a musician, I enjoy a lot of their stuff, on that singer-songwriter down there. And also one, Keith Ferguson, which was another down there that influenced Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and their dress and attitude and swagger. He was a real train wreck heroin addict for years. But Fabulous Thunderbird's Basement, which has a book out about him, really cool stuff. But, man, I got to tell you, I'm hooked. I love to Hendrix on the 27. Loved everything. You know, I'm catching up on the podcast, but doing a great job, and keep up the good work, man. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it, man. I've got Austin, Texas on the mind lately, so this is perfect. There's an event in the works down in Austin, live Disgraceland event that I'm trying to figure out for this spring. I'm on the hunt for an Austin artist to feature for this event, so this could not be more timely. I'm thinking about Blaze Foley, so I really appreciate this. Keep on listening. Stay in touch. Got a crazy voicemail from the 412 that's too crazy to play. Dude, don't die. That's all I got to say. Keep your shit together. Keep it all in one bag. Slow down on the road. I know you're excited. I know you're worked up. Just, you know, priorities, man. Priorities. Put the phone down. You know, 10 and 2. Take your time. You'll get there. Paul from the 315 checked in with a recommendation, and here it is.
Hello, Jake. Longtime listener. Big fan. I know Alan Freed was not a performer or a rock star, but had big influence over music. I was thinking maybe telling you about having a podcast about him, because he had such a big influence on music and did some under shady type things in the past, and maybe you might want to try that. Keep up the great work. Love listening. Peace out.
Paul, I love the Alan Freed recommendation. I got into this a little bit in the Chuck Berry chapter of my book. I've thought of doing this as a whole episode on its own. I've kind of stayed away because it's so old. And I can't find like a new way in. But I get a lot of recommendations for this story. I've avoided it up to this point. I know it's dense. I know it deserves its own moment. I know it's a big stamp on the music history map that needs to be explored. So Paul, I appreciate the recommendation. Perhaps I will get into the Alan Freed story sooner than I was planning. All right. One more voicemail here. And go ahead. Here, play this one.
Hey, this is Samantha from Texas. A recommendation I would think for a 30-minute lighthearted TV series would be Reboot, that you can stream on Hulu. Bye.
Samantha, thank you for the recommendation. Reboot is exactly the vibe that I'm looking for. If you guys are unfamiliar with what the hell Samantha's talking about, in the last episode of After Party, I explained how my wife and I have kind of run our TV streaming course, and we need more content, preferably 30-minute content that is light, that can be watched at the end of the evening. Reboot, however, as great of a suggestion as it is, we've already watched most of it, but I'll take this rec because somehow I forgot about it and I didn't finish it. So I'm going to finish those probably tonight. So thanks again, Samantha. I appreciate it. Dave P.A. Ackers writes on Instagram, quote, Jake, the Beatles pod has the hairs on my arms standing up. Brilliant. As a native Liverpool, that's his word. Liverpool. As a native Liverpool, I can connect and felt myself transported back there to my days attending the Cavern Club. Parentheses, I'm now living in Adderdale, Australia, halfway through chaos now, and you're right, creepy Dave. Dave, thank you. Wow, man, if I'm reading this right, this means, Dave, that you saw the Beatles at the Cavern Club, which is fucking amazing. So thank you for sharing that. That's incredible. Amy Prince checking in on Facebook and correcting my pronunciation of Fayetteville. It's Fayetteville, she says. Fay, capital F-A-Y, Etville, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Thank you, Amy. I hope I got it right just that time right there. Fayetteville, right? Hit me up if I didn't. Casey from the 631 writes, yo, really enjoy the podcast. I'm excited you're thinking of doing musical composers. And then Casey sent along an image to this book by Michael Steen called The Great Composers. Casey, thank you. I'm going to check this out as I continue my education into classical music. I'm really hoping to get into a Mozart episode soon, so I appreciate this. Anthony from the 724 writing to recommend Sabrina the Teenage Witch as a lighthearted TV show to watch and suggesting an Alice in Chains episode. Somehow, Anthony, those two things seem like at opposite ends of the spectrum. I don't know much about Sabrina the Witch, so maybe I'm wrong, but Alice in Chains, dark. Definitely going to get into an Alice in Chains episode at some point. That's coming probably sooner than later. Not sure if Sabrina is going to be my speed, but I will look into it. My wife's into all that witch stuff, and this sounds like, yeah, it's got witch right in the title, so maybe. We'll see. All right, Elaine from the 864 sent in a message recommending the Val Kilmer autobiography called I'm Your Huckleberry. Great title. I didn't even know about this. I didn't know anything about this. I'm stoked to check it out. Elaine also asks about a Morris Levy episode. And Elaine, I'm happy to report that the Tommy James episode that is about to be released this coming Tuesday prominently features Morris Levy as one of the main characters. Check that out, Elaine. Don't sleep on it. Tuesday, the Tommy James episode. Let me know what you think. Get back to me. The 647 writes, did I hear that right? We're getting New York Dolls content. Yes, you did hear that right. And it's out. It's, yeah. Is it out? Yeah, it's out. We did it as part of the season 7 exclusive, previously exclusive season drop. So that came out a couple weeks ago. Your New York Dolls episode is available in your feed. You can check that out right now. All right, 617-906-6638 to send me a voicemail or a text on anything Disgraceland related. And of course, at Disgraceland Pod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. And who knows, maybe your message will end up in next week's after party. All right, back in a minute. Hey, discos, it's Jake here. Thank you so much for listening to Disgraceland. Your support truly means a lot to me, and it's because of you that my team and I are able to make this show. If you want more Disgraceland, if you want more regular interactions with me and the community of Disgraceland listeners, or if you simply want to listen to the show ad-free, go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. For just $5 a month, you can listen to every episode of Disgraceland ad-free. Plus, you'll get one brand new exclusive episode every month. You'll also get weekly unscripted bonus content, special audio collections, and early access to merch and events. There are two ways that you can support the show and become a member at disgracelandpod.com/membership. You can sign up using Patreon and listen to the show ad-free on Apple, Spotify, and most other major podcast platforms. And Patreon members also get access to all the other perks of membership and an always-on chat where I'll be interacting with you and diving deeper into the world of Disgraceland. But maybe you're currently an Apple Podcast subscription listener and you want to just tap into all the bonus audio content and ad-free listening that we're offering. We're also offering this membership as a premium channel on Apple Podcasts. However you choose to join, all you got to do is go to disgracelandpod.com/membership. Support the show for just $5 a month, $5, or sign up for an annual plan and get 2 months free. Come join me and your fellow discos at Disgraceland All Access by visiting disgracelandpod.com/membership. Hey, discos, jumping in here quickly to tell you about a new giveaway that we put together especially for Disgraceland fans. Listen to this. We teamed up with our friends at Tivoli Audio and D'Angelico Guitar, two legendary brands in audio, to award one of you a prize pack that includes the all-new Tivoli Audio songbook paired with a limited edition D'Angelico electric guitar. The songbook is an incredible vintage-inspired sound system, and you can plug your D'Angelico guitar right into it. It's also got an analog EQ and a 10-hour rechargeable battery so you can take your music and your favorite podcast anywhere. Go to disgracelandcontest.com to see the prize pack and drop your email address to enter for free. Must be a U.S. resident to win. Visit disgracelandcontest.com for full details. That's disgracelandcontest.com. Rock a rolla. All right, my favorite part of the show, what I'm reading, what I'm watching, what I'm listening to. Lots of feedback on the 30-minute lighthearted television series to watch. I really appreciate it. I went in a lot of different directions here, but ultimately I landed on this show. It's an Amazon show. It's called Mammals, and it's with this guy, James. What the hell's this guy's name? The guy, the late night guy. Hold on. I'm looking it up as we speak. Don't edit this out. It's fine. Mammals with James Corden. James Corden. Mammals with James Corden. Anyways, if you told me about a James Corden TV show, even though I didn't know the guy's name, but just the guy from Late Night, the guy who does like the carpool karaoke, I'd probably be like, that's not at all what I'm interested in. But this is a fucking great show. Holy cow, is this good. And I think no one talked about this show because James Corden was in the news in the last couple months over his behavior toward waitstaff at certain restaurants. I guess the guy's got a bad reputation or something like that. I don't know. I just heard it in the ether. I didn't pay attention to the story. If you're diehard James Corden fans and I got this wrong or whatever, don't hate me. I'm just telling you about the headlines I saw. Anyways, this show came out recently, the end of last year, I guess, and I didn't hear anything about it, and it's spectacular. The dude plays against type. He actually plays a chef in London. He's clearly obsessed with this culture. But it's ultimately a love story, a mystery almost, like a romantic mystery. They're 30-minute episodes. There's only 6 of them, and they're freaking fantastic. I'm not going to give it away because, like I said, it's a mystery, but just check this out if you're into this sort of thing. And I don't even know what this sort of thing is. It's like funny, but it's also sad as shit. It's a dramedy. I guess that's a word too, right? Anyways, Mammals. Great ending. Great ending. Go check it out. All right. I got sucked into football, of course, this past weekend. I watched a lot of football. I bet some football. I won. My friend Jackson came over. We watched the Jaguars game. I had the Jaguars with the points. They were getting blown out in the first half. Halftime, we poured a couple glasses of Van Winkle, and we got to talking, chomped on some cigars. Missed the entire second half, did not see the comeback. Happy to report, however, that the Jaguars won, and I won some bread. And then I promptly bet that money on 2 games the following day. I had the Giants, for those of you who care, and I had the Bills. Lost on the Bills, won with the Giants, ended up in the black over the weekend. Had a really great weekend watching football. That was awesome. Prior to that, I got sucked into a Madonna wormhole. I don't know, just like borderline hit me in the algorithm somehow, somewhere. And it just sucked me in. And on Friday night, I was up late with my wife drinking martinis and just posting a bunch of Madonna pics on Instagram as one does, I guess. What I'm reading, I just finished The Irishman, which I talked about a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I'm not talking about The Irishman, Scorsese, or Chaos, or Tarantino for a while. But I am excited to start But Beautiful by Jeff Dwyer. I read Out of Sheer Rage about a year ago on the recommendation of a friend, and my dad is all about But Beautiful. I'm stoked to get into this. I'll report back. As always, what are you guys into? What are you reading? What are you watching? What are you listening to? Write me, call me, text me, 617-966-6038. All right, let me know. Hook me up. Get me obsessed. I'm obsessed. I try to get you guys obsessed. I want to know. I need the stuff. I need it. All right. The news is this. We just released 14 previously exclusive episodes last week. Check those out if you have not already. We have an entire new season of previously exclusive content coming your way once more this coming Tuesday, January 24th. So make sure you are subscribed to Disgraceland and following wherever you get your podcasts. Check those episodes out. Let me know what you think. Also, you heard the news about the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@DisgracelandPod, music history, mystery, and misadventure coming your way every single day. Head over to YouTube and subscribe. Hit that little bell icon so you're notified when we post more content, and I will be back in one moment. All right, my moment of zen. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. I appreciate it. This wraps another after party. Gonna do it the way we always do it. Gonna read from the phone book here from 1948, Mount Clemens, Michigan. Mall, Norman, 5 Old Road, 2637. Molly, William, 3-1680. Mauser, Theo, 6960 24 Mile Road, 8509. Mavity, Edward, 151 Elmway, 4815. Mavis, Wilbert, 66 Church, 6955. Maxlow, Dorothy E., 4729 Hall Road, 3-2857. Maxon, John, 76 Floral, 3-2989. May, Chase, 3231 Harrison, 7333 May, Thomas Lyle, 3251 Harrison, 8482 Mays, Leonard, 2190.
Quit talking and start mixing.
Cut it!